What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video.
The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Ayerinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detective shaken. To find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family.
Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss.
And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi fucking ho.
And welcome back to Chucky Queers. It's the finale, and I'm Joe.
And I'm Trace, and that finale is called An Affair to Dismember.
Indeed.
Right?
It's fun, yeah.
No, it's really fun. I love all the puns in these titles this season. We are here at the finale. Thankfully, season finale, not series finale, because, I mean, we're recording this a day before the finale actually airs, but today they announced the renewal for season two, which, I mean, yay.
Yeah, way to hold off until nearly the last minute, Sci-Fi and USA Network, but also I'm not going to talk shit about you because we wanted a renewal and we got it.
I mean, I really think the idea here is to boost numbers for the finale.
Yeah, like, which is funny because they don't need to because
it's doing well.
All reports indicate it's actually growing week to week, which in case folks don't know, this never fucking happens. So like the series is a confirmed hit.
Yeah, yeah, because normally it's like the premiere gets the big numbers, but like it's kind of up and down since after that. But like it almost never grows like week to week like that. It's awesome. Mm-mm. And yeah. I do think a lot of that is, though, like what we talked about at the very beginning of these episodes, where it was like, oh, Chucky's actually good. I think a lot of people held off because they didn't think it was going to be good. And now it's like this hit that people are talking about. So, I mean, again, congratulations to everyone involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Big ups to everybody who stuck with the show, who talked it up, but also, I mean, really to fucking once again, Don Mancini for shepherding this. Like, this could have been a fucking train wreck. Let's be honest, right? Like, Chucky might not have worked in a serialized TV format. And I think the way that they have constructed the show has just been really, really smart.
Yeah, and it's one of these things, too. I mean, I know you are used to doing, like, week-to-week coverage of television shows, but I'm really not. Mostly because I just find it difficult, right? Because all we can do is grade on an episode-by-episode basis. Yeah. But, like, if you listen to our previous seven episodes, like, you might think that I think, like oh, this is a five-star perfect season. But, like, again, now that the season's over, like, looking on it as a whole, I have a few qualms. Like, it's not a perfect season of television, but I do think it's really fun. And I don't know how much of that is left, but because this finale, I think, is a solid finale. It's not my favorite episode of the season because I just feel like it is doing a lot in a longer runtime, but still a lot.
Yeah. And we were a little worried about this at the end of last week's episode when we were thinking about the finale, when we didn't know it was going to have a second season. This is more or less what we anticipated was going to happen, right? It was going to be everybody converging on Hackensack. Things getting set up, maybe not paying it off because we pretty much anticipated it would end on a big cliffhanger. And lo and behold, it does end on several smaller cliffhangers. I thought we might end it with like people in peril and just like cut to black. And we do get some resolution here.
I was gonna say the kids are all right, but no, like two of them are orphans. One of them is a lot less a dad, but we have, you know, our mysterious giallo black glove killer looking at them from behind a tree. And so, I mean, well, we'll talk about that later because that's the very end of the episode. But we get a lot of development. I mean, honestly, if you're coming here looking for Chucky and Tiffany, like, this is the episode for the most part.
Okay. Yeah. I'll accept that because this is the confirmation of what the plan partially is. Like we know what they're setting up, but we don't know their end game. I wish that we had a bit more of like, why is Tiffany invested in this? Because the whole back half of this season has been how she doesn't trust or really even like Chucky all that much anymore. So part of me is like, well, if you think Chucky's a goner, then why are you still executing his plan?
So also, yes. And my thing with this is, so we have seen Tiffany go through this arc.
Yes.
Two movies in Bride and Seed, and now this season again. And so I get that there's something to say, but oh, it's like, you know, like battered wives, like, you know, you return to your abuser, blah, 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 blah. But unfortunately, the show isn't really like making steps to really address those things. It's just kind of, here you go. She's back in the role. So I really hope that for next season that we ditch this, which granted, she's with Nika, who is now completely limbless.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you would get this, but this is very clearly a Boxing Helena reference.
Never seen it, but I know what it is. And yes, I will say yes to that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, big ups on that. If people are looking for some psychological mind fuckery. Julian Sands, what have we done to you lately?
But isn't Helena Bonham Carter too? No. Oh, I'm just thinking about that because it's Helena.
My God. That is not how this game works, sir.
No, I know. I get it. No, but I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, like we've seen Tiffany play this like beat like multiple times. And while, I mean, again, it is lovely. I mean, like she gets some really fun lines here. Like when she, when she's like, fuck you, Chucky. Thank you, Chucky. Like that. There's some really good stuff here. I want her to get new material after this.
Yeah. Like this felt in some ways like a good reintroduction to characters that we haven't seen in a while, or even, hey, if folks are coming to the series and they're relatively new, here's what you need to know about Tiffany and Chucky and a little bit of Nika and a little bit of Andy and even less Kyle. And next season is where we're really going to get to do some fun shit.
I mean, speaking of, so I mean, we've discussed Alex Vincent's acting on the show and like how it's been a little, he got better. I think he's gotten better as it's progressed. Like now he's back in the group. But man, we presumably lose Kyle this season.
I am not happy, Trace. Like that was the one thing where deaths don't stick in this universe. So part of me is actually very hopeful. Like I think I messaged you after I watched this because you had already finished watching. And I said, so Kyle's not dead, right? Like this is a fake out. And then you confirm for me during the kill count at the end of the episode that it does go up one in the explosion. But I still think that we can walk this back because that's Chucky's point of view. So he may think he's killed Kyle, but he could be proven wrong. But also I would be so disappointed if this is the last we get of that character because there hasn't been enough this season.
The only thing I can think is if Kyle is actually dead, is that like Christina Lee's did like she was like, I'll come back for this, but I really don't want to keep acting anymore. Like that would be the only reason I would think that this would stick. But even still, I'm like, oh, but like give her a better death that's not an explosion, you know?
Well, and an off-screen death that we don't see a body, which to me, like my slasher mindset immediately goes, oh, well, that person's not dead. I need to see body parts.
I mean, I'm already predicting, but like, what if she is the black glove person watching the kids because she's all scarred up from the burns?
Entirely possible.
Ah, there you go.
But I'm very surprised you didn't go with Glenda for that.
Well, okay. So
because everybody fucking wants Glenda, and we didn't get it.
This entire season was a fucking cock tease for Glenda. And so it was Cult of Chucky, which honestly, I need you to tell me this, because when Tiffany busts out of the back of the van to Andy to like, you know, like, hi, I'm here. I thought it was Glenda because the face of the Tiffany doll looks like Glenda.
I did. I 100% did. And because we got the reference earlier from Jennifer Tilly being like, my clothes, Glenda picked them out for me, which I was like, are we saying Glenda? I thought it was Glenda that we were using to refer to this character.
Because Chucky calls them Glenn and Tiffany calls them. Oh, wait, no. But at the end of Seed of Chucky, though, they were in two different. It was twins.
Right.
And Glenda was the supposedly psychotic one because she's the one that kills the maid. But then Glenn is like the quote unquote not.
Right.
I was going to say normal, but you know what I mean?
Right.
So, and obviously Glenda made the bomb because she, in the cute little nail salon kit.
Okay. So I do think that this is enough of a tease. And now that we have a second season, there is a very strong likelihood that we'll see Glenda in some format. But yes, I do I did immediately go, oh, is that actually the Tiffany doll? Because I thought we also lost that doll. Like, that doll was destroyed.
I mean, we haven't seen it since Seed of Chucky. Like, right. I don't think it was in Cult or Curse. Nevertheless, anyway. I mean, that's, so, okay, well, before we get to the end, I mean, like, you know, obviously we have, I mean, it seems so small scale compared to everything else, but we have Jake, like, you know, calling Devin his boyfriend as he, like, beats the shit, I'm sorry, strangles the shit out of Chucky and, like, pops his eyeballs out.
Oh, yes, and don't think that I didn't notice that he's almost, like, a violence agnostic, like, to a point until mm-hmm. Chucky goes after Devin.
Yes.
And as soon as he basically says, like, that's so gay, that's when Jake just, like, unleashes this anger and kills Chucky. And I just thought, there's the queer horror for this episode.
Yeah, no, because honestly, when it happened, I was, when it meaning, like, when Chucky says, that's so gay, I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, yes, we're going to reclaim that and kill the fucker who said it to us.
Mm-hmm.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video.
The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iyerinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detective shaken. To find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family.
Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss.
And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
I will say, all of the doll death effects in this episode particular were really good. It was like they saved some money for the finale.
We get Kyle blowing the head off of one of them, which looks great. Tiffany decapitating that one is just
that was my
awesome.
Favorite.
Oh, it's so good. But the eyes popping out, too. I was like, this That's is good. Pretty yeah. stellar effects work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thinking about all of these scenes that are set in this theater, I love, again, that we're bringing back the Universal Monsters because that's where Chucky lives and likes to play around with it. I thought it was fun that Jake gets the kind of, like, fuck yeah, queer horror moment, and that Lexi gets the emotional kind of sad arc with Junior playing out behind the screen.
Yes, I will say I did cringe a little bit of that's my boyfriend you're talking about. I didn't love that. But again, okay. like. Given like the context of the line, I get it. It's just mm-hmm. I was kind of like, oh, that's not great.
It's a bit of a hard line to pull off.
I don't know if anyone could have pulled that off, to be honest. But yeah, I'm surprised Lexi's mom is not dead yet.
It feels like this is where I'm like, oh, they know exactly what they're doing, because yes. there's no way that her dad deserved that fate. Like, I'm sorry, no one deserves to be stabbed in the ass to death. Because that was the other queer horror moment that I was like, should I write about people basically bleeding out of their assholes to death in this theater? And then I was like, no, we'll save that
it was
for another day.
So funny, because I was like, wow, he died really quickly from this stab in the ass. But then, like, you see it happen again and blood just shoots pouring out of this person's out. Ass.
Yes. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, of course, she kind of gets her come up. It's like she's getting trampled on as the people leave this theater.
Mm-hmm. But then she's fine in the final scene, so it couldn't have been that bad. I was like, I want a proper trampling scene. Trace, you know how much I love to see people get trampled.
You want a high heel in the ear or the eye? Like,
yes. Season two, bring it on.
But to bring this back, because the only like really major thing we have with this is Junior's death.
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised?
I will say I'm surprised that we, if only because I was like, well, was there maybe more of a plan for this character? But I guess this was his journey, right? Like, mm-hmm. I guess I just wish that there was something like even a reconciliation, like with Jake, which we never get to see.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it was more important to have that relationship with Lexi because we had been building up to it. I know we actually got messaged by somebody who said that Chucky had been working on Junior for longer than we might have anticipated, because there were a couple of scenes where you You would see Junior come out of a room and you could hear We've Got the Beat, which is the song that Chucky sang to him and that we heard. So I think there was a little bit of layering in there, but it still, in my mind, was either too subtle or I wasn't paying enough attention.
Or just missing scenes. Like, it was the most underdeveloped part of the season, which, granted, maybe then it's fine that it's like, cool, well, we're done with that. And now we've got all this set up. Like, we have the established friendship. Okay, so now we're going to the next season. Like, do you think we're going to keep... Well, I guess we are going to keep the kids around because we have whoever's watching them watch them. But I was like, I wonder if we were going to, like, just keep it with, like, our legacy players and move it on to a new story.
I don't think so. If anything, I think the reaction to the child actors and particularly Zachary Arthur has been very, very strong. And even, like, the work that they've done into rehabilitating Lexi... How are we at this point where we're actually rooting for this character and feeling bad for her now? Great work, everybody.
Because I'm also, because obviously Lexi still has a mom and a sister, but like Jake and Devin do not have anything. But it seems like the science teacher, Mrs. Fairchild, who also has been let go. We don't get to see that happen because I don't understand that at all. But like, I guess she's maybe their guardian now.
Maybe she seems to be watching them at the not funeral, but when they go to pay their respects at the cemetery.
That's I was thinking she drove them there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're too young to drive.
They're children, Trace.
They're like, oh, I miss my parents, but at least I got a car now that they're dead. Drive ourselves around Hackensack.
So, okay. So as Chucky rightfully explains this at the end of this episode, we've got, Tiffany has Nika all to herself and she has boxing Helena'd her, not Helena Bonham Carter'd her.
Not boxing Helena Bonham Carter'd her. No.
Yes. Mrs. Fairchild has the kids at the cemetery, but we got a black glove person watching them. Mm-hmm. And Andy is off with Tiffany. So where, Joe, do you think this next season is going to go?
Okay. So you have gotten better at predicting small things and I have never gotten good at these predictors. So if anything, I definitely do think we'll split the narrative between the kids in Hackensack and then maybe whatever's going on with Andy and Tiffany on the road. I don't know what the plan is. So presumably we will unpack more of this doll delivery to various places. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what the fuck we're going to do with Jennifer Tilly and Fiona.
So they're the ones I'm not sure, because I've always thought that, again, let's assume this black love person is Kyle. She's going to induct these kids into their little like Kill Chucky brigade. That makes sense. They're going to go on a hunt for Andy or whatever. But yeah, what is Tiffany and Nika? What are Tiffany and Nika doing over here? Like, unless this is a way to get them out and they'll come back later when like the Tiffany doll needs Jennifer Tilly again or something.
Yeah, because it's not like they have a house anymore, right? Like, it's blown up, so they don't have a place that they're staying anymore. Is the house that Jennifer Tilly bought Charles Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it's gone. It's gone. Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. We did forget one tiny detail, which is the flashbacks kind of come to a head when we learn that Tiffany's the one that called Chris Sarandon to have him go get Charles in the opening scene of Child's Play.
Oh my God, Trace, what if the black glove hand is Chris Sarandon? In that case, it shouldn't have been a black glove hand. It should have just been like the most gorgeous sweater you've ever seen in your life.
Oh my God. honestly, I will also accept that as a possible identity of that. I will take dead Kyle if we get Chris Sarandon back next season.
I'm greedy. I want both. I want both of them. I want, who are we missing? Mom from Child's Play.
Yeah, Catherine Hicks.
Yeah, I want her back too.
I do want her back. At least we know she's alive and not in the loony bin anymore. But, okay, well, so... listeners, let us know y'all's guesses. But Joe, why don't we do a final grade for this season on a 1 to 5-star scale? What are your overall thoughts?
Okay, so I agree with you. This was really good. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed doing this week to week and getting to have the kind of communal experience, like watching it with people, ended up being a lot more fun than just binging all 8 episodes.
Yeah.
It's not perfect. There's a couple of things. We still have some residual questions. Some things seem to happen a little too quickly. But overall, I really did like this, and I'm so fucking happy it's coming back for season 2. This is a 4, and I'm probably being slightly ungenerous.
See, I'm actually at a 3.5. So, okay. And not in a bad way. I mean, like, I think this is a really solid season of television. I think I liked it better earlier when it was a bit more simple. When we brought and this is to say, I don't like having the legacy characters here. I do like having them, but it did kind of get a little crowded. Yeah. And I do think that sometimes the dialogue is a little bit clunky, but I can overlook a lot of it because the tone of the show is so irreverent. So it's like, okay, like it is very much aware of what it is.
Yes.
But there are some lines where I'm just like, like that. It didn't really like play off the way you probably wanted it to.
Yeah, there's a little bit of seed of Chucky kind of littered in there where if the whole show was like that, it would land better. But because we've also got this great coming of age YA queer drama, it's like, oh, these things don't always mix as well as they maybe would have.
Yeah. And as you said at the beginning of this episode, like, you know, this could have been a train wreck of a season of television because, I mean, like, you're blending in a franchise full of films that all vary wildly in tone and also introducing new people while bringing in the old ones. I mean, so all things considered, I think this is a really, really like it's probably the best thing we could have gotten, which sounds like a dig. I'm not trying to dig on this show.
No, it's like this could have been disastrous and it turned out like pretty fucking good. There are areas where we can see improvement and hopefully we will see that in a trajectory into season two.
Yes, 100%. So yeah, overall 3.5 out of 5, 7 out of 10, whatever you want to say. I recommend this. Listeners, let us know what you thought of Chucky. Like, I mean, you've obviously heard all of our thoughts, but please send in yours and let Sci-Fi and Don Mancini and everyone involved know, like go tweet at him or whatever.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think the more chatter you can do, the better the show will kind of stay up on people's radars.
Well, I mean, and we know it's coming next year, so we're not going to have to wait like 3 years after the announcement to get the next season.
Yeah. And folks, don't expect that this is going to drop in like January or February. We will get this at the exact same time next year. So
yep, it'll be a Halloween treat.
Yeah, we will see you next year.
All right. Well, on that note, until next year, we can cross out An Affair to Dismember.
Yes. And cross out Chucky Queers.